thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
All right, Dan, thanks very much. Joe, how about the difficulties just trying to get ready for this game on a short week for you? Obviously, you haven't played much, shifting so many guys around on the offensive line. Was that reflective in the struggles today offensively?
I don't know. Listen, I thought we played a hard-fought game. I mean, obviously, points were tough to come by. But they did a good job kind of loading up against our run. And, you know, we did some things to move the ball and get in range, and we couldn't hit them with a dagger and get in the end zone. So, no, you know what? Like, listen, I think everybody out there had their mind right. And, I mean, me personally, I've played a million games. So, yeah, maybe was this a little bit different than any of the ones in the past, maybe. But, you know, they're all like that. And once you get out on the field, you know, it all kind of takes care of itself.
You've played a million games, as you said. So you've seen a lot of different types of teams. When you look kind of wide-angle lens at this group, despite the struggles at the end, I mean, if you were to try to maybe give a Jet fan some reassurance that going forward, the DNA of a good football team is here, what would you tell them?
Yeah, listen, it starts good teams and teams that are going to be able to kind of sustain their, you know, how good they are through the playoffs and even get better late in the year. I think we're building that here. I think it starts with defense. You know, I think you saw, you know, that our defense was able to turn the corner this year and really become, you know, one of the best defenses in the league. And I think that's just the beginning. I think there's little things that we need to clean up on offense to kind of take the turn ourselves. But if you want a team that's built to win in December and January, which we didn't do at all this year, I do think that we have the right foundation here that is going to get that to happen. And, you know, it's not always going to be pretty, but those are the types of games you're going to have to play and win, you know, late in the year. And I think we got the guys to do it. And I think we got the scheme and the head coach and everything that goes along with that.
Joe, thanks for the time. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. That's Joe Flacco, guys. Back to you.
Thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
How did you think you performed out there today?
You know, I think we really battled as an offense. Obviously, we only put up 6 points. They were kind of hard to come by. But I'm proud of our guys and the way we battled. Things were tough sledding, kind of like in the interior and things like that. But we made some plays when we had to and kind of put ourselves in position. We weren't able to get the ball in the end zone, obviously. I think that would have made the difference today, is obvious, you know, the way the score turned out. Maybe the game would have changed after somebody put the ball in the end zone. But I do think that would have made the difference if we were able to just stick one of them in there.
I know you weren't a part of all three, but it's three straight games without a touchdown. Do you have any reason? Yeah, I mean,
listen, man, it's the more disappointing thing obviously already happened. We lost, you know, games in December when we could have set ourselves up for a playoff spot. This game was kind of getting up off the turf and seeing what we could do to make sure we knocked Miami out. And, you know, we didn't ultimately do that. We didn't accomplish our goal of winning the game. But, real proud of how our guys fought on both sides of the ball and how we played today. You know, and listen, a lot of the times in the NFL, you don't play pretty games. I mean, that's how it should be. Like, you got world-class players on both sides. You know, not every game has to look pretty. It can be tough and still be a good football game. And I thought that's kind of a lot of what happened today.
So you went through a progression in Baltimore as a young player. Do you think this team, the next step is just kind of learning how to win these December games and kind of
finish
the season?
Yeah, I mean, I was talking on the radio about it. I think we have the pieces in place to be one of those teams. I mean, it didn't show this year. Like, you know, you build a team to win in December, January, February. Like, that's how you and I think when you build a team like that, it's not always going to be pretty. And I think the first step in that is usually getting your defense to turn the corner and become an elite defense. And I think you could see a lot of that from our defense this year. I think when we start to make a couple little adjustments on offense and do a couple little things to kind of turn the corner ourselves, I think you'll start to see a team that, you know, it still might not look pretty every week, but it's about winning games late in the year. And I think that we have the foundation to kind of get that done. So I know it's tough to feel, to try to look for positives, when another season's coming to an end without a playoff spot. But, that's the reality of it. Only one team wins a Super Bowl every year. It's more disappointing. The later you win in the season, the later you lose in the season. I think the fortunate thing here for guys is they have an opportunity to build something and be a part of something that's going to be special when they get it done. In Baltimore, we had a core group of veterans when I got there, and that this team didn't quite have until maybe this year a little bit. So they're different circumstances, different teams, and I think there's a lot of good guys in that locker room that are tough and know how to play football.
Joe, what's next for you and your football future?
Well, listen, man, I went out there today, and I honestly felt as good as I've ever felt. You know, I know there's probably a lot of people out there that don't look at it that way and don't want to see it that way, but when you're sitting on the bench and you're not playing football, it's not a lot of fun. It pulls your mind in a bunch of different directions. But every time you get back out on there, and every time you get back out in the practice field, and obviously on Sunday on the game field, I mean, it's so much fun, and so much fun to be out there with all those young guys and still doing the thing I love, and that's what I plan on doing until. You know, I've said it before. I'm going to do it as long as I can, and that's my plan. And we'll see what happens this offseason and what kind of opportunities there are wherever that is.
They said on the broadcast that your son had a Tyreek Hill jersey on.
Yeah. So I told him, a couple months ago, my dad kind of made this promise to them that if I happen to be playing in Miami at the end of the year, because my second son happens to be they're all Tyreek Hill fans, obviously. I mean, who isn't? What kid isn't? But my dad promised them that, hey, if your dad's playing that last week, I'll take you down to Miami and we'll go see the game. And all of a sudden on Thursday, I'm like, hey, man, I'm playing. I know you're picking them up for wrestling practice tonight. So when they get in the car, just a warning, they're going to give you hell about going to this Miami game. I'm just giving you a heads up, whether you actually meant it or not. And he's like, oh, man, no. You know, he was all excited about it. He recruited my mom, obviously, to come help him out, or he wouldn't have been successful in his journey, I don't think. But I think that's awesome. I mean, how cool is that, to have that opportunity as a little kid to, be on an NFL football field and watch your dad go against one of your favorite players, and I think it's awesome, too. I felt very fortunate today to be able to, introduce them and just see how happy they were, and it made me happy. I mean, I was excited to go play today, and that was part of the reason that I was so excited.
Thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter Coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.